AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Hurricane Milton, once again a ferocious Category 5 storm. Trajectory not fully certain, but the National Hurricane Center puts it on track to make landfall tomorrow, a bit south of Tampa Bay. Director Michael Brennan warns storm surge will be dangerous.
You're going to have structural damage to buildings. Some buildings will wash away. Evacuation routes will be quickly cut off. We've lost people to storm surge in previous hurricanes who are trying to get out at the last minute, and they drown in their cars. So please do not stay in these environments.
Norman Hall has more on preparations.
Crews and residents in the Tampa Bay region have been working furiously to clear debris from Hurricane Helene to prevent it from becoming Hurricane Milton's projectiles. Those living in the area heeded warnings and streamed away. Clearwater Beach resident Angel Entwistle says Helene sent water into her garage and Milton has her worried.
Losing everything, not having a house to come back to.
Tampa Bay hasn't been hit directly by a major hurricane since 1921. Entwistle says some had sought to reassure her after surviving Helene.
How many people have said to me, you just went through a big storm. What are the chances that it's going to happen again anytime soon?
11 Florida counties are under mandatory evacuation orders. I'm Norman Hall.
Hezbollah fired another barrage of rockets into Israel today, the militant group's acting leader vowing to keep it up. Meantime, the Israeli military says it sent more ground troops into southern Lebanon and says it killed another senior Hezbollah commander in an airstrike. Vice President Kamala Harris doing a media blitz, including The View, where she was asked if there's anything she'd do differently than President Biden's done. She said she can't think of anything. Which drew this from J.D. Vance, campaigning in Michigan.
So for anybody watching at home, just ask yourself the very basic question. Kamala Harris has been in charge for 4 years. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago?
This is AP News. The NHL season's getting into full swing with three games. St. Louis beat Seattle 3-2 this afternoon. Tonight it's Boston and Florida to take on the Stanley Cup champion Panthers. And Chicago visits Utah. Meantime, Sagar Magani has a little bipartisan consensus on the 1980 Miracle on Ice team.
5 seconds left in the game. Over. You believe in miracles? Yes!
The team that shocked the Soviet squad in Lake Placid nearly 45 years ago took home Olympic gold. Now a bill's been introduced in the House to award it congressional gold medals. Minnesota Republican Pete Stauber, a former minor league hockey player, is one of the sponsors, saying it's a way to thank the team for memories the nation will never forget. The deaths of two players and coach Herb Brooks in past decades have added urgency to the process. The measure is expected to be debated after the election. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.